Beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living. Oh, wow. I'm so thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. And just sitting here, getting to be with you. Ah, yes, truly, Kenneth Lesser, I am thrilled to be with you today, good people. Now, guess what we're going to do? You know, every week we have a commitment. There's a guiding light, a bit of a prayer that says how to move things ahead. And I share this with you and hopefully make up a version of your own just to guide and inspire you, because that's what this is about. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes, that's the theme. That's the guiding light. Take it to heart if it works for you. Make up one of your own if you like something better. The goal is, let's make this place rock and be the best it's ever been in all of human history, step by step. And as we get into our show today, I want to invite you to take a moment and check out our sponsor. The sponsor of our show is called AdvancedLiving.com. That's AdvancedLiving, and then Comfort. comfort.com, Advanced Living Comfort. You will see what is called by many a Clark Kent clock with superpowers. What are you going to do with one of these Clark Kent clocks with superpowers? Well, if you're like most of us in the midst of the onslaught of the toxic effects of our high-tech electric world, with the cell phones and the Wi-Fi and the smart meters and all the electronics that are fun for technology, but have a very bad effect on our health and well-being, you're going to want to do something. And people like Jack Canfield, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Harvard Medical Doctor Eva Selhub, many more, have turned to this plug-in digital clock with an attitude to help you feel better. Check it out, AdvancedLivingComfort.com. And now, as we get into the show today, oh boy, are we in for some fun? Because you're probably wondering, well, what kind of ways, if I could make my inner world so much more digestible, so much more beautiful, how could I do this? Because you know there's craziness going on in the outer world, and if you let it get to you, then it upsets our stomach, it upsets our digestion, everything. And so, when's the last time you said, well, geez, what would be the best possible way in the world to do something wonderful for my inner ecology, so that while the craziness might be going on outside, I can have some inner peace and make my insides feel so much better. Yeah, well, if you haven't asked yourself, today's the day. Check it out. We have got a guest from a dynamic duo of the Nikki Price-Barbara Vogel team, who, as entrepreneurs, yes, as renegade school teachers. She'll share a little bit more about herself. Nikki's with us today. But they were school teachers and got this beautiful idea, and they are going to help us to do the absolute best we can. And you know, we love coconuts, right? But how do you? But what do you can? If you could turn a coconut into something that was incredibly healing for you, huh? Okay. Well, we're going to welcome on Nikki and get started with this amazing adventure. Hello, Nikki Price.
Hi, Kenneth. Thank you so much for the opportunity today. I have a big smile on my face right now. It's a beautiful day to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome, and well, you should. Would you please, because you have such a fabulous and dynamic personality, would you share a bit about some of your background so people can kind of get an overview, and then, of course, they can, while listening to the show, take a visit, open up another tab or window in their browser, and go to innerinner-eco.com to see a lovely picture of you and Barb. But would you go ahead and share a bit more about your background?
Sure, I'd love to. So I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. You know, we're all led on this journey, and I'm very blessed to be down this, have this opportunity to share something I love so much. And I was a teacher. I still am a teacher. I was a elementary school teacher in Cherry Creek Public Schools. That's how I met Barbara, fourth and fifth grade teacher. And I think it's one of my gifts is that I see the world. I still today see the world as a child, and I have an extreme love of life and learning. And I've always been a health fanatic my entire life. I probably learned to read by reading food labels. I drove my parents absolutely crazy growing up. I just love nutrition. I love feeling good, and I know, as you know, that healing begins from the inside out, and have always just had a passion for health, for education, and with kids. So I just stumbled upon, been reading, and I've read probably every kind of health book I could get my hands on, and when I stumbled across a book called Body Ecology Diet, written by a woman by the name of Donna Gates. It's an amazing book she wrote probably 20 years ago, and she speaks of the benefits of coconut water, kefir. I started making it in my kitchen and had never experienced health benefits as dramatic with anything else I've ever done in my life. I was a candida sufferer. I had my son had asthma. My best friend's little boy had suffered from autism, and it really goes to the root of really all health issues, because it's working in the gut, and that's where we know that disease and life begins and ends in your intestinal system. So I put Barbara was my mentor teacher when I was teaching, so we've been friends for over 20 years, and she had some health challenges and brought this recipe to her, and I said, look, I want to do this with somebody. I really want to share this with you. And it's been, I don't know if she is still glad she said yes, because she's busier now than she's ever been. And she's supposed to be enjoying her retirement right
yes.
now.
Oh, exactly. Ha, ha, ha.
But Barbara's mission behind this product is the health benefits. When she's had digestive issues her entire life. When she drank InnerEco for the first time, she's always said this. She said, Nikki, it was like water on a desert. There's something that is in that product, in this, that my system never manufactured and create that I desperately needed. She hasn't gotten a day without it. But her mission with InnerEco is for health and wellness, but also for the work that we do, not just local, but global. So that's Barbara's background, and she's done a lot of work in the Sudan and wants to continue to pay it forward. In a different venue. So instead of, you know, working with the kids and the work that they did with, we did actually together with the school children, she wants to continue paying it forward through the proceeds, some of the proceeds of InnerEco. So that's that's a little bit about Barbara herself, but she taught elementary education for over 30 years. So here we are, two school teachers. It's a great, great story. Knew nothing about food manufacturing, sales, marketing, and just found something that worked and decided to share it with friends and family, and it just grew from in my kitchen and making it in mason jars. In fact, Kenneth, if I could tell this quick story, I was at a vitamin cottage, Cherry Knolls, down here in South Denver, visiting with the staff that are huge advocates of Inner Eco. It's one of our retail accounts, one of our strongest retail accounts. And I look up, and there's a woman that looks so familiar, and I couldn't place her, but I knew her, so I said hello, and she said, Nikki, it's Betty. I'm one of your original customers. So she was a customer of Inner Eco when we were making it in mason jars and selling it in my home. And I looked down at her cart, and she had a bottle of Inner Eco in her cart. So it was just made me really feel good to see the full circle come back. Yeah,
Wow. This is just great. So we have a couple of dynamic women that you wouldn't go putting the word dynamic typically with a couple of elementary school teachers. I mean, maybe they were doing experimenting with psychotropic drugs. Maybe that's what got them going. But no, folks, it was something else. It was this passion to care and passion to give and a passion to be healthy. And so you took coconuts, and of course people are familiar with coconuts, but the word kefir, K-E-I-F-E-R, that's of course best known as the first name of Kiefer Sutherland.
Actually, our spelling's a little different. It's K-E-F-I-R.
Okay. Good. So spell that again so
right.
We can get that right.
Yeah, and it's a great thing to do a little Google search on, but the correct spelling is K-E-F-I-R. It's a Turkish word that translates to feel good.
Oh, to feel good. So
there's a great history of the word. Kefir is a group of bacteria, lactococcus and also good yeast bacteria, some like Saccharomyces, have a symbiotic relationship with each other. They were first found in the Caucasus Mountains in Russia over 1,000 years ago. And the story is they used to put these kefir cultures inside their milk pouches to keep their milk from souring. And they found that over the years, these people who drank this milk kefir is the correct way to say it. In America, we say kefir.
Oh,
but this milk kefir. This milk kefir. These people lived into their hundreds disease-free. So it is an amazing, natural, completely natural, really living food is what it is.
And it's also, as you were saying, a preservative for dairy?
It's a preservative. Well, we don't use any dairy. So we use our medium as fresh coconut water. So it is back to, years ago, we used to, instead of adding preservatives, heat and pasteurization, the way we preserved our foods is through fermentation. So your kimchi, your miso, your sauerkraut, kefir, kombucha, all those are naturally preserved, fermented living foods. It's the best way to consume your foods is through, it's all natural and it's all live. It's the best way to consume your probiotics because sometimes probiotics have to be encapsulated in a pill or taken as a tablet or in a sugary yogurt drink. This has zero sugar.
Okay,
so it's a wonderful way.
This is great. Now, you said please remind me again, these people who were using it for a long, long time and living long and healthy, where were they?
They originated in the Caucasus Mountains in Russia.
Okay, in Russia.
Yes.
So I'm guessing they might not have had a good supply of coconuts to make their kefir.
They did not have the coconuts there. They used milk.
Okay. All
right. But they did that. The milk that they used was very different than the milk that we get in the grocery store. I'm sure it was unpasteurized raw milk. A little different than what we experience today.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, this is exciting. So you have taken a principle that is well-founded in human history with amazing results, and then went to using the coconut to make it and to get the same cultures. Oh, this is great. And is it widespread in its use with coconut in different parts of the world, or how's that going?
Oh, it is. You know, we're one of the only companies I know of that's actually using the coconut to actually, you know, culture. And coconut water has become very popular. My issue with a lot of the coconut water that's on the shelf is it has to be treated and pasteurized because coconut water is very perishable. So you immediately need to, you know, once you crack that water out. Well, and just to give you a little background, the coconut, this is coconut's young green coconut, so it's not the mature hairy coconuts that sometimes have, you know, the good saturated fats in it. Young green coconuts are 6 months or younger, so they look on the outside, they look white, but they are, when you pull them off the tree, they are green. So that's why they're called young green coconuts. But when we see them in the grocery store, they are white. You puncture a hole in those things, put a straw in it, there is nothing else like it. 200 times more hydrating than water, enzymes, electrolytes. In World War II, they used fresh coconut, young green coconut water intravenously for soldiers as a saline replacement, and they didn't have adequate medical supplies. So that water, that precious water, has the same composition as human blood plasma. It's amazing. It's amazing. So I personally don't drink any coconut water that's on the shelf because once you have to pasteurize and treat it and heat it, it's not as living as it used to be. We still, to this day, bring our coconuts in from Thailand whole, and we hand crack them in our facility here in Colorado. So this is a Colorado local product, although we do need to bring our coconuts in from Thailand. And we crack them open on site, so you get the water of like two coconuts in every bottle. So it tastes extremely active, and you have to be very careful when you open the bottle. It is very fizzy. So just read the directions and open it with care.
Okay, well that's important. So so now we've got the coconut, which of course was made popular by the Marx Brothers many years ago. Now coming and giving us this kefir, so there's a beautiful step in between that I'm so curious about. We thank the people in Thailand for the coconuts, and then you get this from the green coconuts, this beautiful liquid, and then something happens to turn it into this amazing kefir, right?
Correct.
And then we have to come visit your kitchen to find this out.
Well, I tell people it because a lot of people make this. You can figure out how to make this. Google it on the internet. We find that a lot of people it's very labor intensive, time consuming, and there's a little bit of an art in making it. It's time, temperature, pH. Those three things need to be very closely monitored. But there's just something that happens, and the sugars, the naturally occurring sugars that are in the coconut water, are acting as a prebiotic or a food source, an FOS, and that prebiotic or that fresh coconut, the sugars of the fresh coconut water, are combined with the live cultures that we add after we extract the water from the coconut. And then the cultures just start to feed off of, the probiotic starts to feed off of the prebiotic, and it becomes this living inner ecosystem. So I've witnessed this under a microscope several times, and what happens is when the cultures are very cold, they're very dormant, they're barely moving, and then when they warm up at room temperature, they just activate, and they go crazy, and they're feeding off of the sugars that are in there. So a lot of people swish the product in their mouth to get stimulate activity orally, plaque, gingivitis, teeth whitening benefits. You know, we all struggle with a lot of oral benefits, and that's due to bad bacteria.
Yeah.
So I know you want to get into talking about good versus bad bacteria, but you are fighting bacteria orally, topically, and internally. So this is a product of many, many uses in any of those areas.
Oh, my. So you add probiotics to the liquid to turn
exactly.
it into a kefir?
Exactly.
Okay. And, of course, like you said, there's the time, the temperature, the pH, it's not just close your eyes and
right.
and whack at the pinata until it's done. You've got a little bit of pay attention once in a while.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, this is exciting, but I appreciate that you mentioned that this is something that people could learn to do, but The beauty of what you're doing is to bring it out at a very affordable price, and I guess tell me a little bit so people can get a comparison, because some folks, if they've heard about probiotics, and for instance, some of the commercials, the longtime actress from one of my favorite movies, A Fish Called Wanda, Jamie Lee Curtis, is very involved with
Activia,
a yogurt type of a thing. So people are starting to wise up and go, wait a minute, there's, you know, I want to be more cultured, or I want to eat more culture, something, one of the two, or maybe a little of both, I'm not sure. But anyway, could you help bridge the gap? Because now that people are starting to wake up to this, they might just think, well, you know, and the yogurt, anything that's got some cultures in it, that's going to get the job done.
Sure. There is a difference, and I'm very thankful to people like Jamie Lee Curtis and Activia, because they have kind of wakened up the world on the importance of probiotics. And honestly, we're a very grassroots company. We don't have the money to spend like they do. We have to be very careful. You know, Activia was sued a couple years ago, and it was because of the claims. And so now, you know, they used to say have one a day. Now they have to say you have to have three yogurts a day to really experience any good digestive health. And my issue is the sugar, Ken. It's just too much. And we all know that sugar causes inflammation, period. Sugar also suppresses your immune system. It's widely known. When you're doing sugar with your probiotics, I believe it completely negates, counteracts the benefits. You see probiotic candy bars today. We're seeing probiotics, and they're just putting them in everything. But think about what the medium is. What is the delivery source? And if that's something that's not necessarily healthy, you shouldn't be consuming it. Inner Eco has the sugars of the natural coconut water, but guess what? The cultures consume those sugars, so by the time you drink Inner Eco, the sugars are gone. So you're not feeding the yeast, the candida, you know, it's completely messing with your blood sugar, your insulin. I mean, it's just havoc on your system when we do any kind of sugar. So, and just to give you an idea of the concentration of Inner Eco, one tablespoon is equivalent approximately to five containers of Activia or any type of yogurt. It's very, very active because it's so clean. It's just a very clean product. We don't add any extra stuff to it.
And when you're saying containers, are these the like the typical 8-ounce little things that you see, or is it more larger
sizes? I'm talking
about
those little single containers, yes. So one tablespoon, one serving of Inner Eco is a tablespoon. So we tell people drink it in a little shot glass, half a shot glass full, you're good to go. Or if you love your yogurt, then add it to your yogurt if you like. But I just like to do it just as a shot, and then it works directly on my gums. It works great with a little bit of aloe, which is really good for your digestive system.
Oh.
Mix the two together is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's I personally don't do yogurt. I mean, unless you're making your yogurt from scratch, and sure tastes a lot of different. And let's be honest, okay, Greek yogurt is made with goat's milk. It's not made with cow's milk. But
right.
If on the scale of yogurts, I think the Greek yogurt is a little bit better. But
okay,
know.
And that might have something to do with the from what I understand, growing up, my mom told me that that kids that had problems digesting cow's milk were given goat's milk instead.
Yes, much better on your intestinal system than the dairy, the cow's milk. Yes, you're right.
Ah, okay.
You're right. And so back to that price that you mentioned, you are getting an extreme value with this product. In Colorado, we're at King Supers, about 25 King Supers stores, all the Vitamin Cottages, Natural Grocers by Vitamin Cottage, all your Whole Foods stores, Sprouts Markets, and the price ranges from $11 to $15 for a month's supply. I mean, think about how many yogurts you would be eating in a month, especially if you do yogurt once a day. So huge savings.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Big bang for your buck.
Yeah. I mean, because, no, you couldn't, you certainly, when you start pricing out yogurt, that's going to be what? Are those things typically somewhere $1.50, $2 a piece?
Yeah, they sure are.
Plus, they give you all the sugar you never want to have,
right?
For free, included in the price. So to help counteract the benefits of the digestive enzymes and the probiotics, well, as you say this stuff, and I'm listening to myself talk this way, I can't help but want to tap myself on the shoulder and go, "What are you saying? Why, this doesn't make any sense."
Mm-hmm.
And God, it's beautiful with you out there, Nikki, to help us to get clear. Okay, yes, we like sweet things, and we also want our health. So
mm-hmm.
there's a pathway to doing this, and you're bringing some of this out. I don't know if you can provide any more information, because what do people do? And this is a little off the subject, but can you help us with how to satisfy our sweet tooth?
So glad you brought it up, because over 80% of Americans suffer from candida. That's another good word to Google and do a little research, candida. Candidiasis, this is the scientific word, but candida is commonly known. It's the reason why we crave our carbs, pasta, bread, alcohol. It's all sugar. It's all sugar in some form. And what we're doing is we're feeding yeast. And we all have yeast in our body. Some yeast is normal. It's good. But most of us have an imbalance of bad yeast. And that's why we crave those foods, because that's what yeast consumes, the sugar. So the more sugar you eat, the more yeast your body manufactures. You actually have a physical addiction to sugar. It's not psychological. You're not going crazy because you have the sweet tooth. You have a physical addiction. Inner eco, cultured fermented foods, alkaline foods. Inner eco has good yeast bacteria like the Saccharomyces that combat the bad yeast. So your intestinal, what they call your gut flora, should consist of about 80% good bacteria, about 20% bad. What happens is most of us are reversed, and that's why we have these sugar issues, the candida, the gas, bloating, reflux. It's all connected. And a lot of people we have off of their medication for the reflux. I tell people, if you're working on a serious sugar issue, a reflux, a gas, do it. Don't just drink one little dose. Do it throughout the day, maybe with your meals, and you can drink more than a tablespoon. Just start slow and then move your way up. But you will really, I guarantee people, you will notice a difference in how you feel within one bottle. You really, really notice. And the first thing you know is your energy level goes up and your sugar cravings go down. Everybody says that to me.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. It's those two very important things. And now, something that folks may or may not know, so much alcohol is consumed in our culture,
mm-hmm.
And then when that breaks down in the body, if I'm understanding correctly, that turns to sugar
immediately. Sure.
And so, so I don't know if there's some sort of a way that ends up giving us a sugar fix while we get a buzz at the same time.
Oh, sure. I talk to people all the time, and they say, "Oh, I don't crave sugar. I don't eat sugar." And I look down in their grocery cart, and they've got a bottle of wine, or they have, some other different form of sugar, or bread. One of the most common ways we're getting sugar in our diet today is through bread.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's we're finding ways to get it in almost everything, and it's what feeds cancer cells. It's a very serious issue that we have. So we need to constantly be working on being more alkaline versus acidic. And drinking cultured fermented foods help with alkalinity, as well as dark leafy greens, low stress. It's all connected. But disease, pathogens, cancer cells, they can't survive in an alkaline environment. They die. So we're just, always on this quest of trying to put more healthy foods in our diet, but sometimes it's hard because of these food addictions that we have. So foods like fermented cultured foods, like Inner Eco, really help with those cravings.
Mm. Mm. Well, this is excellent. As you're mentioning this, I was imagining, I don't know, some major institute or the federal government somehow, but I was seeing some sort of a bunch of people doing a test where they were charting their consumption of sugars or starches, things that are, and or alcohol, their cravings for all this stuff, and dealing with all kinds of health problems as a result. And then they get on Inner Eco and then just track, I don't know, I mean, their differences in their food preferences after a few weeks, or what do you say, give it a month or two? What is it usually?
I noticed, my personal story is I noticed within 5 days that my sugar cravings started to just slowly dissipate, and really probably plummeted. I've always told people that I was born with a sweet tooth. It's just always how I've been, and within 5 days, the cravings just started to go down. So that's why I tell people within a bottle, if you take it consistently, you're really going to notice a difference in the way you choose to eat.
You know, I don't know. I mean, folks, make sure you check out their website, inner, I-N-N-E-R, hyphen, eco, ECO.com. To me, as we're talking, I'm imagining some form of, I don't know if it would be like a PowerPoint presentation or slides or something that could help us to remember how these connections take place. Because there's stuff people are running around dealing with different symptoms. They're depressed or they're anxious or they're overweight, and I'm, as we're talking, I can't help but think that so many of the things that people are dealing with that are issues that they're trying to handle, that they don't have a connection, like the connect the dots between what Inner Eco can do in terms of the difference when you have a healthy inner ecology, and then differences in all these different conditions.
Well, there is actually a scientific connection. So, you know, the brain and the gut are connected. We know that they call the gut the second brain. They do communicate. So when you say, I have a gut feeling, you really do have a gut feeling about things. Fermented cultured foods manufacture naturally occurring B vitamins, serotonin, and tryptophan. So there are stimulating chemical responses that happen in your brain as well in your gut that help you have that feeling of being very calm and relaxed, and also giving you kind of that, that euphoric adrenaline as well with those chemicals, the serotonin. I mean, it was like a light bulb moment when I learned that information, and I said, that makes sense. The translation for the word kefir is to feel good.
Is that great how that ties together?
Yep, it all ties together. It's all connected.
Wow.
You said it.
Yeah, well, this is just fabulous. So can you go into a little bit of, like, some of your plans with what is your passion about the company, how you're going to be helping us to learn more about this?
Well, I pray that this company is blessed and will be able to move forward and continue to help others. You know, we need to, I've always believed if you're not serving others, then you need to question what you're doing in life. And I want to continue to give the opportunity for this product to heal others here local, but I also want to be able to, we'll be a national company this month, which is kind of exciting, and you'll be able to find us in almost every natural food store, but definitely all the Whole Foods stores across the country by the end of this month. But I want to continue our mission, which is to serve others around the world and making the world a better place. And there's atrocities going on in the world that we know of, and the one that rings closest to our hearts right now is the chattel slavery that still goes on in the Sudan. You know, women and children who are captive and forced into slavery. Our company every month takes money and actually redeems these people out of slavery captivity, and they go back home into their villages. So it's something that we hope to continue to increase the numbers and helping others around the world and just making the world a better place. It's really kind of a simple message, but I thank you for this opportunity and this venue to express that. And people have options when they purchase this product. Know that you're healing yourself as well as healing others. And you can buy the big bottles or you can buy the little tiny ones. So we're marketing the single serves, so you can take those on the airplane with you and travel with them, or if you just want to try it, they're much easier to manage because they are small, they're cute, they're all the product comes in glass, so I'm a huge advocate of no plastic, better for the environment and better for your health, glass, always glass, and it's amber brown glass because cultures are very light sensitive, so you don't want to be consuming live cultured foods that are in clear glass because the cultures are dying on the shelf with the light.
Mm.
So it's handcrafted, small batches with a lot of love and care, and you it's almost like you taste that love when you drink our product, and you're not having to worry about any kind of allergies or sugar or dairy. It's vegan, soy-free, gluten-free. It's just a really clean, fun product, and we're fun, good people.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful. And when you mention whole foods and some of your concern, to me, one of the factors that whole foods supports is this, what do you call it, micro-lending, where small amounts of money get channeled to some people, oftentimes women, in different parts of the world. And,
yes.
And what's a small amount of money here, $10, $20, $50, $100, turns into something that they're able to start a business on.
Mm-hmm.
And so who knows, as you're doing different things, I'm certain that you'll be busy with the helping in the Sudan, as a very important situation, and maybe there's something that could be done. I one of the things when we met before the interview that I thought was so touching was your willingness to help people in parts of the world that may not get your product global distribution, I guess, could be, I don't know, some number of years off to get it. And yet this, what goes into making this, are there different things besides coconut that can be used if someone doesn't have that available?
You know, I'm sure there is. We just haven't had the time to really investigate that, but I mean, talk about a gift. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing to be able to offer this product on a international scale? I mean, it would, you think about all of the disease and, you know, the water, they don't even have clean water. I mean, the progress that you can make. I mean, when we have people telling us they're healing wounds on their skin by using Inner Eco topically. I mean, it's just, it has antiseptic, antibacterial properties to it. It's,
oh my.
It's overwhelming to me to think of the endless possibilities. And, you know, we welcome anyone who's interested in, you know, go to our website and just go to contact us. I still read every single email that comes in on the website, and we love to hear from everybody. And, you know, anyone who's interested in some travel, we're looking for very enthusiastic and energetic, knowledgeable people about these kinds of living foods to do some travel with the company. So lots of opportunity. That I'm so happy to say that we are a small company that's been really successful in a time in the recession right now that so many people are looking for jobs, and it's just flourishing. So I appreciate anyone out there that would support a Colorado company and a woman entrepreneurial business as well. It's pretty exciting. I have a lot of people contact me for advice on how to start their own business, and I always try to pay it forward because we had so many people that helped us on our journey as well.
Yeah, I certainly hope, knowing that you and Barb are very busy launching your company, that I can't help but imagine some students working as interns.
Sure.
and part of their job being to chronicle your success in starting a business. And you were talking to me about how you, without having great business experience, because typically you don't get a lot of business taught in elementary school, like you and Barb were teaching. So,
right.
You know, I mean, you weren't, you know, going to business school at night either, but you somehow figured out some key things. Could you share a couple of things while we're on the program?
You know, there's some local nonprofit business organizations that gave us some good advice on, you know, writing a business plan and just getting some basic questions asked. We talked to other food manufacturers on how they did it. And we, you know, that would lead us to some names of people, and then we'd call those people, and then that would open a door to, another group of people. And it was just like a window. Every door, every window just kept on opening in front of us, and I just thought, well, this is just, obviously it's meant to be. Another thing that I'm really pleased to say about the company is that we don't have any debt. We have grown very organically, and we don't grow unless we have the money to do so. So it's been small, and we've, instead of doing something big and grandiose, we have just grown just very incrementally as we can afford to grow, and it's made all the difference in the world. So we did have, of course, a little bit of seed money, but we just have not, we haven't grown with above our means.
Ah, well, I mean, these are certainly some important principles that you're making mention of, and I hope that's something that gets made as information, because you and Barb as powerhouse women now, this was not your background, but you've really redefined your lives in terms of service to humanity, and then in the process reached out to people and set a pathway for others helping each other. So this is, to me, dramatic, and to have this as an inspiration to others, so that I'd love to see some of the elements of your story shared with kids in schools, actually.
Oh, one of my dreams someday is to have little shots of Inner Eco in the procession as kids go through to get their lunches. My gosh, they sure need extra digestive help when they eat those school lunches.
Yeah.
But can you imagine what a different environment it would be if our kids had access to probiotics on a daily basis? I mean, the higher your immune system is, and 80% of your immune system is in your intestinal tract. So when you feed your intestinal system with all that good bacteria, the immune system goes up, the disease, the allergies all go down, because that's all connected to your immune system. It would be such a dream of mine to see that.
Okay, well, yay. And as you're talking about that, somehow, in our world, there's a term called conspiracy and conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually related to possibly some government or corporate or banking mm-hmm. shenanigans that have gone on for far too long, in my opinion. But separate from that, the idea of conspiracy or conspiring is to do something together. And when people conspire, it's about actually breathing together. And so as you were talking about this, I was somehow seeing some groups of women, one, learning, because some school programs, they may not get the funding for this for a long time, but to have some women following some of your pathway and learning to make some of this and help their students in the schools, I think would be just outstanding, especially mm-hmm. when we see things like Columbine and some intense stuff going on where people are so ill and that acting out in terrible violence. So I think you're up to much more good than people might see on the surface. And if nothing else, I would certainly recommend folks you go check some of this out for your own well-being, because as you look at this, and I don't know, on your website, you don't quite have a comparison yet, do you, about how Inner Eco compares to other probiotic items out there?
Oh, no, we don't. I share something when I'm out with people in the public. I do have something, but we don't. Yeah, we do not have that on the website. It's a good point.
Okay. Just thinking out loud about
mm-hmm.
something that might be helpful when someone goes there, because, one, we're starting to learn about probiotics, and now we can actually not just know they're out there, but thanks to you and your effort, take it to the max. I mean, we're talking about Olympic gold medal winning probiotic stuff that you're doing.
And remember, liquid is always best digested and absorbed into your system. Anything that's liquid is in your bloodstream within about 2 minutes. So I've always believed anything that you can do in liquid versus a pill form is always going to be more bioavailable. Some people talk about tericotit, that, you know, your probiotic needs to be in that little casing to make sure it gets passed through the stomach acid.
Right.
Well, you know, I tell people everything is affected by stomach acid. That's its job. The fact is, though, the numbers of live cultures going on in Inner Eco are so exorbitantly high that it's very insignificant, the amount that is affected by stomach acid. And if it was detrimental, then things like kimchi and miso and live fermented foods wouldn't be beneficial to us. And, of course, we all know that they are. So, yeah, think of this as a step beyond just a probiotic, but it's also a cultured fermented living food as well.
Oh, okay.
Something else to keep in mind.
This is great. Now, with all the illness that people are going through and the ongoing progression of viral attack on us, this flu, that flu, another flu, it's sort of like, geez, I haven't got a contest. Name the new flu game, but you know there's going to be a new one. Just, you know, something like killer dragon flu or something would be kind of nice, because that sounds a little scary. But anyway, people are often taking antibiotics. And can you go in a little bit about the relationship of antibiotics and what they're doing and how Inner Eco and what you do can help?
Sure, sure. I believe that if you keep your immune system extremely strong and healthy, and we do that by living a very clean lifestyle with good food and with Inner Eco, there's not a reason to feel that we have to take, you know, the latest flu shot on the market. You know, you're getting the flu, and you're also, when you get a flu shot, you're actually knocking your immune system down just a bit, as well as all the other ingredients that are in the flu shots you're administering into yourself. And then when we get sick and we get on these antibiotics, they completely destroy all the bacteria that's in our intestinal system, everything. They wipe out good bacteria and bad bacteria. So oftentimes, you get on your antibiotic, clears you up, and guess what? You're sick again 2-3 weeks later. Well, that's because you haven't replenished that good bacteria. So when you are on an antibiotic, if you have to take one, I know there's a time and place for antibiotic use, but if you take Inner Eco on a regular basis, you probably won't be on an antibiotic. I can't remember the last time I was on one. Definitely take the product 2 times a day. Don't take it at the same moment as your antibiotic, because you don't want it to counteract. But and then definitely when you're off the antibiotic, you know, double up your dose so you can replenish all that good bacteria.
Sure. And this is, maybe I can get from you later, because you may not have this at your fingertips, but you made mention earlier on that this product, not yours, but a version of it was used to when there wasn't plasma available in what, military situations?
Sure. It was in a situation, this is also commonly read about, and you could do some research on this. World War II, they were out of the country, and they ran out of plasma for injured soldiers. And so they looked up, and there were all these coconuts. So they would take coconuts, the young green coconuts, off the tree, and they'd puncture them, and they would use them intravenously for soldiers as a saline replacement. So, it could still be done today. I mean, I think it would be amazing, but it's not needed as much today. But that's how powerful it is. It's a premium electrolyte replacement, coconut water, enzymes, electrolytes. It's life water.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And sadly, we see situations where so many people, with the sugar imbalances and dietary stuff going on, that all this increase in diabetes.
Sure.
And then folks, when it's not addressed over a period of time, open sores that won't heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were talking about seeing changes in skin conditions.
Yep, I do. I actually put Inner Eco I use the original. We have original, a berry, and a tropical. And the flavors are flavored with stevia, natural flavors. It's just so some people like it to have a little bit of sweetness. I prefer the original.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little bit of that tartness. It tastes kind of like a little bit like a yogurt soda. But I put original Inner Eco in a little glass spray bottle, and you can find these in the natural food stores too, in the vitamin department. It's fill it up, and then I use it as a toner on my skin. Mm. I use it all over my skin, and I have people who use it as a deodorant.
Wow.
Multi-purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great?
I got some Tantra teachers that I need to make mention of this, too. So this sounds pretty exciting. It's like this awesome gift of nature.
Yes, it sure is.
With so many healing things, and it's so versatile and easy to utilize in a bunch of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. And to me, when I compare, I guess anything about anti-aging, for instance, sometimes as people age, if they get bumps or bruises or little scratches mm-hmm. or cuts, that stuff doesn't heal as fast.
Nope.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, it'll help. Taking it internally as well as externally is going to rejuvenate. It's going to help rejuvenate your body so you can heal faster. It's really hard to describe. It almost has this natural addictive quality to it. And a lot of people tell me this, that they say, Nikki, when I am not drinking my Inner Eco on a regular basis, I don't feel the same. And then we have people that move out of, in the beginning we weren't national, we weren't in every state, and I go to other states to introduce the product, and people will grab me in the store that were from Denver, and they said, thank goodness Inner Eco is here. And maybe we'd stand in front of the probiotic coolers and say, I've tried everything for my Crohn's disease, and nothing has worked like Inner Eco for my Crohn's disease. So, it's just, it goes on and on and on. And we have customers that will keep reaching out to us. We had one that moved from Denver to New Jersey. 2.5 years she's been waiting for Inner Eco to come out to New Jersey, and it's finally there, and I just heard back from her again, and she said, I had my husband drive an hour out of the way on our vacation so I could stop at this Whole Foods store, and I bought 6 bottles of Inner Eco because I haven't had it for so long.
Oh, my. Now, this helps me to broach the subject of shelf life.
Yeah.
If someone's saying, okay, well, I'm going to get some, and we finally found a place that has it, then there's a thought about, well, what if we stock up, and how long mm-hmm. can this keep, and, mm-hmm. do I really want to get that brain transplant? There's so many questions to answer. So more about the shelf life.
It is. It's 5 months from time of manufacturing. We have a little batch date, expiration date, that's stamped on the bottle. I tell people, so typically when people see it in the store, you have a good 3 months, 4 months, about 3 to 4 months time on there. Once you open the bottle, you have about a month to drink it. Now, after a month, does it go bad? It does not go bad. It's just the live activity starts to dissipate, so it starts to taste a little more, almost a little vinegary, a little more tart tasting, but it's still good. I've never thrown a bottle out. But we guarantee a lot of activity. We guarantee over 100 billion live cultures per tablespoon. So after a month, once it's been opened, it starts to dissipate. Now, if you were to buy several bottles and just not open them, then you have an extended amount of time based on that date. So it's a sell-by date. So as long as you open it by that date, you have 30 days to complete it.
Okay. So the sell-by date, and that's usually going to be, 4 or 5 months down the road when you pick
exactly.
it up on the shelf?
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Well, this is good. We've just got about another minute left. Is there any quick stuff you want to share as a wrap-up because this has just been so fun.
Oh, I've really enjoyed this, and I want to honor your customers and thank them for listening, and thank you for being conscientious about what you buy, and think about the thoughtfulness behind what you eat and what you drink, and I think that our dollars count more today than they ever have before, so we really appreciate your support, so thank you.
You're welcome, Nikki, and the website again?
It's www.inner-eco.com, and
okay.
My name is Nikki.
And Nikki, all right. So, folks, just get ready for a beautiful addition to your life. Nikki, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in every week, Advanced Living Radio. We're here to be a blessing to you. And just wish you all the best there, Nikki.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everyone. Go find us in the stores.
Yes, exactly. The sooner the better. And, well, and until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now. Let go.